Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
I'm Jordan Heath Rawlings, host of The Big Story, Canada's longest-running daily news podcast. For 6 years now, we've been telling one story a day, every one of them about something that matters to Canadians. This spring, though, we're going deeper. The Big Story presents Pay Dirt, the inside story of Ontario's Greenbelt scandal. From political games to stag and doe parties, endangered species, RCMP investigations, and Las Vegas massages, you will hear the full story straight from the people who broke it. The Big Story presents Pay Dirt. New episodes every Monday starting April 22nd, and you can get them all by following The Big Story wherever you get your podcasts.
Find your frequency.
Controversial subjects with the facts can be tense, but we are a sub-science here to make things make sense.
Today we're talking about intermittent fasting. Is it good for your health? Is it good for weight loss? Or is it all just a fad? There's some really interesting modern research we're going to go through. Excited to talk about that. Then we'll be talking about some breakthrough science on kombucha, as well as 3D printing wood.
Slow. Okay, I put it all down. Sorry, I had to do the other stuff. That was scary for me. I had to be Grimes on the track and hit the production noises.
I am assuming everyone in North America saw the eclipse yesterday. Not everyone, I guess, like a very specific demographic along the line of totality.
But we were cloudy in Toronto.
Yeah, we saw like brief second of the clouds break for the eclipse. It was cool, but I did regret not going down to Hamilton because our friend, well, like not that far. She went not that far and it was clear skies. Yeah. And I kind of was thinking we should have done that, but I thought it was going to be cloudy there too. So
God hates Toronto.
I thought you were going to say God hates Vegas.
Yeah, well, that too.
God hates Vegas.
But the clouds kind of just covered Toronto for the 2 hours that really there was any eclipse. And then the second that the eclipse was over, the clouds parted
like
ways.
Most beautiful, not a cloud in the sky. So that's just the way that cookie crumbles.
But
sometimes.
It got dark, which was sick.
Yeah,
and
it did feel like dusk or dawn or whatever.
As science communicators, we just like weren't crying and like falling down in tears of like it's so funny. Like I actually was like, are we losers? Like all of our peers were like, I think they had the most spiritual experiences. They were like falling to their knees, praying to the heavens. Like today there's like content. And I'm like, I took a photo.
Yeah. Like there's
like, what's wrong with us?
It's something so funny. And I'm sure different niches have the same thing, but it's so funny to me when there's a science moment and every science person is like jumping on it. And this is no shade. Like we do the same thing. We're like trying to talk about science things in pop culture, but it's just so funny.
No, well, I think I have a problem because I'm so like alt and like always want to be like avant-garde. So I'm like, oh, everyone's talking about the eclipse. Like, I'm not going to. And it's like, that's so stupid.
I kind of feel that. Well, I think like overall, it's like not that interesting to me, but I guess maybe experiencing it fully would be really cool. But the amount of hype around it, I was just like, oh, it's just weirdly a part of science that not that it's like science, but I wasn't like that into it.
I mean, like it technically is science. I'm sure the science teachers at every school were like losing their minds. But it is for me just like I'm such a basic loser that like because everyone was into it, I was like, I'm not that. Like it's like when it went dark, I was like, this is the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, it was actually. Like, and the birds were like being weird.
I actually just decided to bird watch instead because that's something I do love because not everyone's into that. Only 60 plusers.
Well.
And they went crazy. They were like, they started hiding and stuff. And I was like, okay, that's really cool. And
it's definitely cool. We are losers for not caring about it.
The thing I care more about last week is that I did see Bad Bunny Live. So Eclipse or Bad Bunny Live in my world,
Bad Bunny Live is the Eclipse.
Definitely. Like, it's like, if you want to see hype, that's me. And he giggled at me and he giggled at me. The moon and didn't giggle at me. The moon did not giggle at me.
Wait, there's a clip that I don't know where you found this clip.
It was on Bad. Okay. I follow like 7 Bad Bunny fan accounts.
Okay. There's a clip from a different angle where you can see Greg in the audience and he is actually the most lit person at the entire venue.
I have.
You can see like 100 people in the shot and Greg's just like losing his mind.
I have a serious problem. Like whenever you see like clips of like Beatlemania and there's like girls like fainting, like that is me. I lose control. Fab was like, you have a problem. It's the friend I went with. But when he came close, I told my friend to lift our shirts off like we were showing our tits. And I did it. And he pointed and laughed. And it was like, oh,
did he actually point?
He literally did. Everyone around us like grabbed me. We're like, that was you. That was you. And it was like, and then when I saw that angle, which was not even from when he was close to us, I'm like, he could definitely see the white guy with the red face losing his mind.
With his tits out.
So then when I got my tits out was when I ensured. Oh, I see what you're saying. No. Yeah. Like if you, like the way that video that you're talking about, like the way that I was, I'm like, he could probably have seen me then. So imagine if he was closer with my tits out.
I don't want to burst your bubble, but as someone in the theater, sometimes when the stage lights are on, you actually can't see.
Okay,
the crowd.
So then fine, he couldn't see me throughout.
No, he
the
may
concert,
have seen you because your white skin was like reflecting.
No, they did like a little like gimmicky thing where they shone lights on different parts of the crowd while he pointed and looked. And when it came to our part of the crowd, is when I showed my tits.
Yeah,
so I'm the sure lights were on us,
and I think a stadium is different. Like he can probably see a handful of rows, especially when he's like flying around. He probably has a better view of people. So.
His ass in real life is so thick. The star power is crazy. My friend wasn't even a huge fan. He's just rich, so he had tickets, and he has a lot now. It's like you saw it. It happened to you, right? Like once.
Oh,
you see
yeah.
It in
when
person,
I was at the Bad Bunny concert, it was incredible, and the energy was wild, and it was a really it was. Like, I'm a fan, but I'm not, like, the level that you are. But that was, like, definitely a life experience I'll never forget.
Yeah, and this is his worst album, and he chose to, like, not play the hits because he's, like, me being a little avant-garde, being a little alt. And it was, I was not expecting to have as much fun as I did. It was the best part of my month, and it was better than the Eclipse. I am so sorry, science.
Science of Bad Bunny coming up.
Yeah. Okay, should we talk about intermittent fasting or anything else to talk about?
I think that
I keep being like, you're watching Game of Thrones, but that's like 7 years old.
That's not interesting. I just have two friends who have. I mean, it is interesting to me. I love it, but it's like, yeah, it's fun to show people a thing you like when they're like down to do it. So that's what I'm doing. Yeah, I'm not doing anything.
No,
else.
Truly, all Mitch does is watch Game of Thrones.
Oh, I released a song.
Oh yeah.
By the time, okay, that's what I did.
Wait,
I haven't posted about it yet, so that's why I've been reserved to bring it up. But yeah.
A song that's not a science song, like an actual.
Yeah, it's under, you know, just as Mitchell Moffitt. So it's been 12 years since I like made and released music.
Wow, you went official on Maine because you've been all coy about this song. I haven't told anyone because I'm not allowed, but now you're saying it into the mic right now.
Yeah, I guess I figured like it feels less vulnerable to share it with strangers than it does with friends.
Okay,
and not to say there like are some of our friends listen to this pod, but
look up Mitchell Moffitt, Mind is Running.
There you go.
Let go.
And you have to be very nice to me because I'm very sensitive about it. I'm not trying to have like, I don't know. I just like want to start making music. So it was a therapy practice to put it out. So we'll see if I promote it on Maine. We'll see.
Okay.
Still debating it. Anyway, okay. We're moving on.
Study time.
Study time.
Study time. Study time.
So we're talking about intermittent fasting now because new research is coming in. Controversial subject. And I'm so anti it. You're so pro it. You're so fitness influencer over here.
You think I'm the fitness influencer between the two of us?
Yeah, because you're obsessed with intermittent fasting. Anyways,
wait, what?
The studies
you're
are coming in,
bro.
Folks. And
you're
we,
a literal gym bro.
No, we are going to be talking about new research, interesting controversies around it, whether it's it even works and if in fact it might be dangerous.
Okay, well,
on my high horse.
Yeah, and I don't want you to act like it is because I have lots of other research to maybe suggest it's not. So we'll stick around to see that resolved.
And the only reason I hate intermittent fasting is because I get migraines, so I can't not eat food. So it's not even ever going to be an option.
I can't do it.
Okay, yeah. So I didn't realize that there were two types. Do you know about 5-2?
Like 2 days not eating, 5 days eating?
Well, 5 days you eat the normal amount of calories. So for men, they said 2,500, for women, 2,000. And then for 2 days, you go down to 800 calories for men, 700 for women. So I always thought intermittent fasting was just like the other one, which is like either what I do, a standard schedule of eating across 12 to 16 hours, assuming you're sleeping per day, versus eating.
You don't do that.
I eat within 12 to 16 hours.
Oh, sorry, but cutting. No, but intermittent fasting is...
No, they're saying intermittent fasting is...
16 hours of not eating.
Or limiting your food intake to less than 8 hours per day.
Why is the energy so off?
Because I hate intermittent fasting, and I'm so biased. But okay, my point is, I thought it was just that. I always thought intermittent fasting was just eating within 8 hours of the day and the rest of the time you're starving. But you can actually just...
My take is that...
A very common one is do it for 5 days normal, 2 days not.
Yeah, I think that the 16-hour fast, 8-hour eating window, that adds up to 24, right? Is the more popular, common, like, pop culture version. I think most people, because it's then it's super consistent. It's just like you do the same thing every day. You have an 8-hour window where you're allowed to kind of not necessarily eat whatever you want, but it helps contain
You kind of are.
Kind of in what
you're like, that's a big issue with intermittent fasting. There's not any rules around what you're shoving in your noggin for those 8 hours.
I mean, for some people there might be.
What, pop tart, pop tart, pop tart? Wow, that seems like a really good diet to me. Okay,
that's not what everyone's doing. Okay. It's just, so that's one way. And you're right, there are even some people might just do a full 24-hour fast once a week or once x amount of time. But I think this 16-hour no eating eight-hour window where you can eat
is what
is
we
kind
picture.
Of like what when people say they're intermittent fasting. I think that's what a lot of people.
It's what like Chris Hemsworth's doing or whatever.
Yeah, and so that it's been obviously a very brought into pop culture. The idea being like it's good for your body to like go through these different stages of hunger. It's interesting because we went to university a very long time ago, so this information is like coming from. You know, like 15 years ago, but our nutrition professor, I remember talking about, you know, in modern day, it's interesting that because we have, or at least in our world, like as like the privileged countries that have access to food so easily, we only really stay in like the first and second stage of hunger. But the human body naturally, like when you think of like hunter gatherers, I know not everything can be compared to that, but
sure can if you got a science podcast.
Yeah, exactly. So people think about that. Okay, but like hunter gatherers would have had times when they were binging, when food was plentiful, and then times when it wasn't, and when they'd have to hunt again, and their bodies would be going through stages of quote unquote not starvation.
Or they just had sacks of nuts all the time and they were fine.
That's possible too. Like, I don't know, but I think that's the idea, is we've kind of got like these four different stages where your body starts accessing different energy sources, basically. Like when you first stop eating, like in the first 4 hours, you're using like glucose reserves that are just in your body, right? Mm-hmm. That lasts for like up to 18 hours. But then like between 12 to 38 hours after eating, then you start using things like fat and lactic acid once those liver reserves are used up. After that, you eventually shift. Maybe I skipped one here. No, but then ultimately, I think a lot of people talking about fasting are like, we got to get into ketogenesis, where we're like using ketones as our source of fuel. So it says like
run for the hills if you're on a date and anyone brings this up. Continue.
No, I just, that's like the idea is that it switches your body and you're accessing. I think a lot of people think intermittent fasting, like it then tackles my fat instead of using like my glucose stores. I'm like burning those out so then I can start to get to the fat. And I think this is maybe where some of the misinformation can come from. I'm not saying that's wrong necessarily, but some of the studies are going to show that at the end of the day, you still have to be in a caloric deficit for your body to start tapping into like your other reserves. So if in your 8 hour window, you're able to gorge yourself and actually still
having
4,000 calories and you only need 3,000, you're going to gain weight or you're not going to be tapping into your like stores of fat. So I think that's why it's been a conversation of like, is this just a fad? Because it's like a way to calorie restrict.
Well, okay, that's which sort of the consensus. The consensus is okay. I guess I'll start a little bit about the pros before I go absolutely off on the cons.
Well, you can also just like take a breath. This is not about science. You don't need to be angry. Like, I'm not trying to say it works or doesn't.
It's just like, honestly, like, I don't know what is wrong with me, but it's like, if anyone walked in that door, like, and was just like, yeah, I'm intermittent fasting, I'd be like, cool, I want to spin around and walk right out. Like, I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm just like, not interested in your personality. But that is
okay, a me issue. Protein boy.
Yeah, no, if they walk in and say, tell me that they eat a lot of protein, I'll be like, get on my knees. Kidding. I don't know what's going on. That's insane. I find this stuff so cringy. But the benefits that I read that I thought were the most interesting, and again, this is only rats or mice, so like all you humans out there, like, chill. But it's about, I hate this word, autophagy. Mm-hmm. Remember when you
faggy?
Yeah, remember like when you're gay in science class and then you have to say phagocytosis, and it's like, please don't.
And everyone looks at you.
Please don't make me read that. And you're like, phagocytosis.
You know a lot about that, don't you?
They're like, no, it's actually phagocytosis. No, it's not phagocytosis. But this is autophagy. I'm pretty sure it's not autophagy.
Okay. I'm pretty sure too.
But
every now and then a British person says something and you're like, yeah, wow.
Like,
that's how you say it?
When I found out you don't say you're having a migraine, you have migraine. That was like, I was like, is that just British or... But I'm certainly always on autophagy mode. But
so tell us about it.
Okay, so essentially it's like the process of cleaning up your cells. Picture lysosomes. Remember those for all you cell bio folks out there? The little like circles when you look at like a cell diagram that like eats all like misfolded proteins. And essentially like they recycle exhausted materials in your cells. That's autophagy. It's a very important process. And what the research says is that when these rats and mice and worms are intermittent fasting or starved, it forces like their cellular biology to create these really complicated processes to increase autophagy, which in theory you can picture as like cleaning up your cells, mm-hmm. which is like, okay, great. There's no way to know that that's what's happening in humans. But I think that is sometimes when people who love to extrapolate the fitness influencers are using that research to be like, it's cleaning up your cells. Right. But we don't actually know that. But
well, I would say there is some and has been research, like more broadly, again, this isn't necessarily so specific to intermittent fasting. And we've talked about hormesis before, like the idea of like exercise puts a level of stress on your body and that triggers parts of your, whether it be immune system or your like DNA to be activated that then like cleans you up and helps you. And that's the idea with like cold plunges. And that's also the idea of intermittent fasting. Like,
which I do love a cold plunge.
Yeah. And I think at the end of the day, it's like you have to recognize that cold plunging, while there may be benefits, they're not like going to totally change your life or totally change your health. They might change you mentally. They might give you a zing in the morning. They might give you a little bit of a boost. And I think intermittent fasting is similar. It's like you're putting a bit of a stress on your body that then actually triggers your body to react in a way. And that might stimulate some, like a lot of times this gets brought up in the context of anti-aging. Like it may actually stimulate parts of your body's like mechanism to protect itself, to clean itself out, to like know, oh, we're in a stressful time. Okay, we got to like turn off these things that we don't need right now and turn on the things that are going to help us stay alive. And so I think that's sort of the argument, but it, like you said, it gets extrapolated to sort of say intermittent fasting will not only make you lose weight, it'll make you live forever, it'll make you smarter, it'll make you feel so good. Like, it just gets like,
to me it's I think that the reason that I hate it is that to me it's like it's like flex on my willpower vibes. It's people being like, oh yeah, I can just intermittent fast. It's like do you know how hard, do you know how fun and all my joy comes from food?
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, it's like, oh, so you're just able to, like, you're crazy.
I'm actually thinking right now.
Like, don't tell me it's easy.
Interesting. I think it's because you're white culture. I'm like, do any white cultures fast? Because, like, a lot of, like, Indian culture fast. I feel like a lot of
Muslim
Eastern culture
like,
fast.
We do it every Ramadan, you white fuck.
And a lot of, like, religious cultures, not just once a year, will have fasting as
well.
Part
do you know
of
how
tradition.
Much I am so down for Ramadan fasting. I'm not talking about that. When I'm picturing who I'm mad at, they're white. They're hashtag white. They look exactly like me because I hate myself. And they walk in the door and they're like, I'm intermittent fasting. Ever heard of fasting? And I'm like, I'm not interested unless it's Ramadan, babe. Okay. Now I'm going to absolutely blow your mind with the new research that's gotten, it's on everyone's tongues. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to read you this and you're going to, I don't know, gulp. Okay. So a study on 20,000 adults from across the U.S., they followed them from 2003 to 2018. This came out in March.
2003 to 2018.
18. They just followed them and found that the people who adhered to the eight-hour-a-day eating plan had a 91% higher risk of dying from heart disease compared to the people who followed the more traditional dietary pattern of eating their food across 12 to 16 hours. A mic drop.
That is a mic drop. Wait, a 90% increase
91%
of heart issues?
Yes, of dying from heart disease.
In that 15-year window.
Yes, the people who were literally intermittent fasting.
How many people were in this study?
20,000 adults in America.
I thought you were going to say 20. Yeah. I was like, right.
We're not doing like a 250. Okay, so now I'm going to go through the issues. Okay.
So wait, but...
Yeah.
Were they actually monitoring them like intensely?
Okay,
like,
so no. It was
self-reported.
Self-reported that they were intermittent fasting. And there was no... Like, okay, so obviously the people who wrote this article, which has not been peer-reviewed yet.
Okay. Suddenly losing steam.
I know. I'm picking the mic up like, that I just
actually
dropped.
Actually, it was published in, I don't even know what, Breitbart.
Yeah, no. Are you kidding?
Does that still exist? Let's not talk about that.
No. It's like, okay.
Moving on.
So, it's not peer-reviewed. Do not come for me. I'm picking the mic off the ground that I just dropped.
Okay.
But also, I'm actually not, I shouldn't have said but. I'm going into more reasons why there's issues. There's no causation, obviously. There was no sort of like socioeconomic status like LinkedIn. There was no understanding of like stress levels. Uh-huh. One thing they mentioned that I thought was really interesting was like, who's to say these people aren't more likely to have an eating disorder? Like, and that's something we can get into, which is like, is this disordered eating? Like,
yeah,
it's
I have a study that addressed that as well. And I will just say that and diabetes were the two things they brought out is like, it can actually, in this particular study, it was like, it can be a useful tool, but it's a risk for people who have like specific health issues like diabetes and people with eating
disorders. Well, they were saying that in this 20,000 person study, even people who already had heart disease or cancer, the intermittent fasting also increased their risk of dying. So like people who already had issues, it made it worse.
Sorry.
Essentially, like what you're saying, like if you have diabetes or an eating disorder, intermittent fasting is probably a bad idea. Yeah. This study went on to say that if you had cancer
heart disease. Well.
Okay, but then the cancer thing's interesting because there are some doctors and studies that found that if you have a severe version of cancer where like you're getting to the point where nothing's working or no medication, you should talk to your oncologist about intermittent fasting because there's some science around the idea of like cancer cells love to eat glucose and like love. And while you're doing chemotherapy, there have been some pretty cool studies that are like intermittent fasting helps the chemotherapy, but in other cases it doesn't. So it's like, obviously talk to your doctors for all of this stuff. Actually talk to your doctors about intermittent fasting because it's like, don't just do this because you might be predisposed in some ways. But yes, they also found that what happened is that people who intermittent fasted they don't actually know this. They're trying to create causation from why people who are intermittent fasting in the study are dying more than people who are eating normally. And one theory they had was this whole idea of like muscle mass and that the people who intermittent fasting, one thing they did study was that they had lower muscle mass. And as you get older, that's that whole thing of like, you need to have muscle so you don't fall so that you don't like... So it's kind of interesting. It's like, oh, if you're intermittent fasting and you're older, like you might
be at a risk for like hurting yourself.
Yeah. And then I was like, okay, tearing the rug under this little thing that I already am biased against.
Well, that is interesting because it is like a lot of fitness people who are interested in it. And I did also come across some research. I'm going to talk about some of the good things as well, but I'll also agree that they say when you intermittent fast, like your rate of muscle loss is higher than if you were to just like, you know, slowly do a calorie deficit that was more controlled.
But also, the last thing I'll say is that when it comes to weight loss, the only reason that they think there is weight loss, and this was from a meta-analysis, is just that people are eating less calories because they have less time to eat.
Yeah, that's. I think people know that, though.
Oh.
Duh.
Okay, I thought no, that it right. was like people like being like, there's something happens. Special. Like they're like, you're no, right. if you're you right. eat the same calories over 12 to 16 hours versus 8 hours, yeah. you have the same... Like, it's just like, you're just limiting your ability to eat.
Yeah, but, okay, I'm going to say two things. Okay. One, I have a really interesting...
Okay, you're yelling. That, I'm kidding.
No, I'm agreeing with you.
No, I'm kidding. I'm like, you're I'm yelling.
On something today. It's certainly not fasting, but I don't know what it is.
No, I eat all the time.
Okay, so there was a study on 116, like, obese people. It was a randomized clinical trial, like, really good quality. The half had to eat within their 8 hour window. Half had three structured meals. So like through the day.
Hashtag white culture.
Yeah. But ultimately they found that there was no difference. Like as long as you're calorie restricting, you can lose weight. The thing about intermittent fasting is it is hard for people to calorie restrict. And for a lot of people it is, I know this is not the case for you, but for a lot of people like skipping breakfast, for example, is easier than trying to like, for me, I'm this way. Once I eat, now I'm going to be hungry the rest of the day. But if I wake up, I'm not really that hungry.
Girl, I have never seen anyone eat a bigger breakfast than
because
you.
Because I was trying to bulk. Okay? I was honestly, forcing myself to eat
you
breakfast.
You should get...
Do I look fitter?
Yes.
Be honest.
Yes. Oh my God.
Someone tell me. Okay, am I bigger than Greg?
You are.
Like in this view, we're looking at ourselves.
No, wait. Okay, sorry.
It's because I'm in on a YouTube. Different... I'm in a
no,
different.
You're absolutely wider than me.
Oh wow, yeah, I've always been broad,
but you yeah, you are bulking, is that what you mean?
I was forcing myself to eat breakfast, like I've added that as like
you,
oh, I was trying to build
you
some muscle.
Should get ready with me as I eat.
You think
my,
I should do that?
Insane. Like every morning I come down, I'm like, has some like French chef been here and made like there's like 17 ingredients, and then you've
It's not that
it's,
hard.
Okay, it's an egg-like concoction that's like the size of a medium pizza. It's, no, I'm not, like, I know people think I'm exaggerating because I exaggerate everything, but it's huge. It's so big that you have to like cut it into like fours. Oh my it's, God. It's like, and then you just sit there and you're always in such a bad, like, because you like are not a morning person. You're always like in a bad mood eating like 18, what's in it? You tell me what's in it. There's okay. cartons of egg whites. It's like
we're going a little off topic here, but
no, it's not. It's you eating breakfast. You're not intermittent fasting. For someone who's so pro intermittent fasting, you've got
to. I've spoken on the pod before about how it's been very helpful in my life to have the same breakfast and lunch every day, so I don't have to worry about it. I just get up. I always have the ingredients.
So just explain what it is.
My breakfast is two eggs, but then a third egg whites, like a third a cup of egg whites. Okay. Then I put in a quarter package of tofu. As well. Then I also mix in like a tablespoon or two of hemp seeds and a tablespoon or two of nutritional yeast. Okay.
That's what, the why? Omelet. What's those?
Because they have protein in them. Oh and I was like, God. Oh, one seeds and one, like, it's just like trying
You're
to get a variety. You
are wider than me.
Then one piece of toast with a bunch of Greek yogurt on it. You know, it's kind of like giving cream cheese vibes, but it's healthy. Then on that, I like to put some kimchi, and then you put that egg concoction on top of that, and then I make like a little sauce on the side that's like the unhealthy part. It's just like mayo and mustard and hot sauce and stuff.
So and how many like grams of protein is that?
It's maybe between 40 and 50. 35 wow. to 45 or something like that, depending on like, you know, my pores or like how much I'm putting in that day. Or
so I was not exaggerating. Like people who are listening are like, damn, that's a breakfast.
Yeah, because I was like, I just like wanted to see what would happen if I could put, like, as somebody who was vegetarian, I'm not right now, but for there was a time when I was like, it's really hard to get a breakfast or enough protein in the day.
Can you start making it for me?
No.
Why not?
Because you wake up an hour and a half after
that me. Is not true. I guess I kind of do intermittent fast because I sleep for like 17 hours.
Okay, we're going back to intermittent fasting. So what I was going to say, I'm somebody who can miss breakfast. Maybe it'd be harder now because I've made a really good habit of eating breakfast.
And you eat 14 eggs.
But growing up, I would often just be like, oh, I'm not feeling breakfast this morning because I don't get that hungry. Like when I'm eating that egg meal, sometimes I am like, I don't want to eat this.
Yeah, you look absolutely mortified and depressed every time you're eating it. I'm like,
because it's a lot of food. Anyway, so then people just have an 8 hour window and your stomach's a certain size. So it's like, your body's used to eating only a certain amount at once. So if you only have a window to eat that, you're only going to have a pretty normal meal once or twice, mm-hmm. or twice, you know? So I think that makes it a lot easier. That's what intermittent fasting does to people. They're like, they can manage or minimize their calories because they're not eating as many times. Hmm. Whereas for me, if I eat breakfast, now I can't go like another 8 hours without eating. I'll be hungry for sure at lunch. I'm always hungry at lunch. But I can skip breakfast and then my day would have way less calories.
Yeah, for someone who's so obsessed with the idea of intermittent fasting,
I've literally never done
it. I'm kidding. I'm saying, yeah, like you've never even done it.
Naturally, I did it growing up because I often like, I really don't like cereal for breakfast. I need something savory. I don't like sweets. So I've always kind of like so many breakfast options are sweet.
That's why you had a pogo every morning.
Yeah. Pogo or like, I guess Eggo is kind of sweet.
Wait, so sometimes you're just claiming you intermittent fasted as a kid because you just didn't eat
breakfast. And all through university and stuff, I was just like, breakfast was never really like on my list of priorities.
Oh, it's like the biggest part of my life.
Yeah, Greg will like die of migraine when he doesn't eat.
If I don't eat like Irish oats, it's disgusting.
One interesting thing I want to bring up is there's been research on the impact of intermittent fasting on Alzheimer's. Now, this research was done in mice, so take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah, and that's the thing you should all remember. It's all mice, folks. Yeah, except for the one in humans where you die. Okay, continue.
It's not all mice. This study is
yeah,
mice.
Sometimes it's worms.
What are you on today? A lot of times, what happens in mice, then we can replicate that in humans in a safe environment, and it can be similar. But this gives us a little insight. So they found that intermittent fasting improved the cognitive function of mice and decreased Alzheimer's symptoms. Now, these mice are like transgenic mice, so they've been altered like to have Alzheimer's. They found that intermittent fasting altered their gut microbe to change it in a really specific way that the bacteria like improved and created. It was like it led to a decreased carbohydrate metabolism and an increased abundance in amino acids like sarcosine and dimethylglycine, and apparently these are good things. So that was interesting. Like it, like you said, with certain cancers, maybe it's not the right choice, but it's worth studying. Like, is there a scenario where this is like a good thing?
For like the mice that are transgenic mice to already have Alzheimer's?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, but maybe if you're predisposed, like your doctor, if that research can be replicated and shown in humans, maybe doctors could start saying like it might be worth you considering intermittent fasting if you're at a high risk for this. Now, there are other benefits that have been found from intermittent fasting. Outside of weight loss, which we've clarified is because of the calorie restriction, not because there's some magical thing about fasting. One, a lot of people say they have a lot more energy and feel a lot more clarity of mind.
Oh, give me a break.
Why won't you accept that?
Oh, because it's just, oh my God.
Because you don't like it.
No, it's so man, intermittent fast and gets asked, oh yeah, clarity, grumble. Okay. He can't focus, he's starving.
I can't take this seriously from somebody who does cold plunges and is like, oh.
I do cold plunges because I enjoy them. I'm not saying that they give me clarity.
That's the same thing. Feeling more energy and feeling clarity, you could call that enjoyment.
Okay, fine.
Okay. Improved blood pressure, lower resting heart rate, increased insulin sensitivity, steady blood sugar levels, and improved skin are things that have been found in studies. Now, I'm not saying you were going to get all those things if you intermittent fast, but that's some positives. They also think it helps you sync with your natural circadian rhythm better, which can improve sleeping. Because your metabolic like processes are all kind of like in sync with
And I do like dummy like a bowl of cereal and like 7,000
like right before bed.
Like right before bed. And sometimes I'm in bed just like farting and like tossing and turning. And I'm like, this is probably not.
Yeah, your metabolism is different when you're sleeping. And so it's like eating right before bed is not.
So I should.
Some people try to stop eating after 6, but I could never do that. Like if I eat my dinner at 6, by 10 p.m. I'm starving.
Yeah, and then I'm always like, I can't sleep if I'm hungry. So then I'm just like eating so much.
Yeah, it is hard. In that sleep book, it is like, you have to find the Goldilocks amount. Like going to bed, like if you are fasting, your sleep will usually be worse because your body's kind of like aware that you like need to like get food. So it can impact your sleep quality, but so can eating before bed because your digestive system is now like,
working.
So it's like finding that balance. But some people say like some people do fast for 2 to 3 days, or for like a week. Some people, like the researcher in one of these things is saying once a year he won't eat for 7 days. Isn't that crazy?
Wait, what?
And they were saying after the 2 to 3 day mark, you get runner's high. It was just like one of the researchers.
Huh, sounds like a biased person to me.
So they were saying at the 3 day mark, you become euphoric, which is like what people on Survivor say.
Oh my God. That's why you like intermittent fasting, because it's just
pure Survivor.
Oh my God. That's a runner's high or whatever I'm never going to experience. If I don't eat for 3 days, I'm going to feel good.
Well, I'm not saying I want that either. I'm just saying people report that the first 2 to 3 days you're hungry all the time, but then eventually your body kind of just like gets used to it.
Just not eating, not even doing intermittent fasting, just not eating.
Just full fasting, yeah.
Oh my God, I would never do that.
Did you not do that as a kid? Like, you guys didn't have fast, like 24-hour fasts?
What?
Is this a Catholic school thing?
Oh, no.
Did you not do that? We would like sleep at our school and not eat for 24 hours, and then you... Maybe it was like Lent or something.
No, that's giving Christian.
Then you would like get pancakes at 8 in the morning.
Yeah. Oh, no, I remember pancakes. See, all I remember is eating. But no, we did not fast before we ate our pancakes.
Yeah, we would do a 24-hour fast. I guess it was like...
Shrove Tuesday, I think is what it was called.
Probably like related to Jesus starving.
Yeah, no, I think it makes sense. Like, starving for spirituality is more interesting to me. Even that's more interesting to me. Like, you raised money for Jesus and then you ate pancakes after. Like, that's fine.
Yeah, and I guess it is like you're meant to be put in the headset of like lots of people don't have this. So like by depriving yourself of it for a bit, you can be more appreciative for
it. Is that what it was?
That was part of it. Yeah, that's what they would teach us.
Oh my God.
Like, they would be like, lots of people in the world have hunger like this.
The Catholic school versus public school episode is coming up. Because the way you said that was so high and mighty.
No.
There's poor people in the world, so we would cosplay like starving for 24 hours and then eat pancakes.
Greg, lots of people do that.
What do you mean?
That's why people fast sometimes, to like show, to remind yourself that like you could have less.
Okay, I'm so flip-floppy and I'm like, I like that actually. No, I like that. I think it's important to fast for spiritual reasons, okay, as long as you're not Catholic.
And you're like pushing yourself and seeing what your body experiences in 24 hours is like, there are lots of people who don't get to eat every 24 hours, that it's like at least you can experience that to like have empathy.
Yeah.
And be grateful for the things you have. I'm not justifying, like, I did not like going to Catholic school. Let's be clear. I was a little queer who was like, yes, pastor.
Okay, that's so disturbing. I feel like I haven't ever not eaten food for long. Like,
you've never fasted?
No. Huh. Like, I don't even know what you mean. Like, fasted? Like, have you? You mean just because when you did the 24 hour and then you ate pancakes? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, no, I never
like
did that.
I know I've spent many times like not eating for 24 hours.
To raise money or whatever through school.
Yeah.
Like, it's never like been a health thing or a...
Never a health thing for me.
Oh, I've never gotten a colonoscopy. Don't you have to do it for that? Don't you have to like not eat?
I don't think for 24 hours. But like it's for like the 8 to 12 hours before.
But still, that might be a time where someone might be like, I didn't eat for a long time.
Mm-hmm. We should try it.
Intermittent fasting?
Or we should see, like, do a fast for 24 hours.
I mean, that's very YouTube. Like, I tried intermittent fasting for 30 days. No, we wouldn't film it.
I think you would die.
Excuse me, I would not die.
you would have a migraine and you'd be like, I can't.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you mean. Like, I would definitely give up. But it is like, it is YouTuber. Is that what you mean? Like, do a video? But it's,
I don't
very
do a video.
No, it's YouTuber like 4 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, I don't mean it. I mean for our own selves to
just
like
to try.
Ourselves.
Yeah, so then it's a no for me. I'm not gonna do that. But I would love to watch
join a religious spiritual community.
Yeah, I would do it if I ever become Muslim and like
I
do
could
it for Ramadan,
do
it I would do it.
If I ever become Muslim.
Okay. I mean, it would happen before I became Catholic, that's for sure.
I do get really bad headaches when I don't eat properly, though. Like, sometimes there have been times when I forget breakfast and then I actually go past lunch to like 3 p.m. and I am like, oops. But then I know, because then it's like there's no recovering, because I'll have a crazy headache.
Yeah, you are like sometimes like an actual child when it comes to eating. You'll be like, I'm in the worst mood. Today sucks. And then I'll be like, did you eat lunch? And you'll be like, no, I forgot. Lunch and breakfast. And I'd be like, oh, honey, you need a granola bar. That's literally happened. Like, you're better now because you eat like 48 eggs for breakfast. But before, you would just like do crazy shit like that. You'd be like, I'm so headachy. And then you'd be like, I didn't eat. And I'm like, how did you get here?
Because I get like, really sucked in. When I'm focused on work, especially nowadays, it's like I don't.
But you do weird things. You'd be like, but I wanted to go to the gym and I didn't want to be too full at the gym. And like you'll have like weird things. That like,
yeah, because it's called being neurotic, okay?
Whereas I'm like, well, I've eaten 7 meals already.
And that's called being like you're a balanced human with balanced hormones and emotions. Like you can manage your life. And sometimes I'm just like, have weird things.
Well, you're thicker than me now, so.
No, I'm actually not.
Yeah, you are.
No, but you're like, you're crazy.
I'm people, not crazy.
When our friends have recently seen Greg, they're like, oh my God, you look like Thor.
Okay, that happened once, and obviously I'm still hanging on to it. And it's just because I'm white and have a bigger beard.
No, they were commenting on your jackedness.
Okay, well, obviously I'm like,
you've
I'll
always
take
been
it.
So fit.
That is not true.
Yeah, it is.
Oh my God. Literally me going like, shy girl, being like, stop. That's not true. Hitting you like, say it again. Well, whatever. In this lens, you look wider than me.
It's because I'm wearing a bright shirt. Anyway, I think that's all I have to say about intermittent fasting. I think if you want to try it, you can try it. I think something I came across is like there's not enough research on the potential pitfalls. So, Well, there's research to say like it could do some of these good things. I think like be realistic. I think it can be a great tool like any diet if you're trying to like calorie restrict or just like get it quote unquote under control. That's what most
diet
fads
are. And it's definitely like overblown. And the reason that I wanted to do this episode now was from that study that was like people died earlier.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like, I actually didn't read that study.
Yeah, it's really new. It's like if you type in intermittent fasting into Google now, you're going to see nonstop like Washington Post, New York Times, because it's like everyone did grasp onto it because it was kind of like, wait a second. We definitely didn't think it would like kill you.
Yeah.
But we thought it would maybe be definitely not as legit as everyone says. Like everyone obviously thought that. But then again, it's not peer reviewed. There's obviously other things going on here. And I do think it's just like the reason I thought it was interesting was like just always be skeptical of fitness influencers and fads
and all diets
and everything. And it's just like this one, for whatever reason, I thought was getting away with like murder of like no criticism. So when I read that article, I was like, we're doing an episode because it's interesting when there's like actual evidence that's counter to what people are saying, rather than just being like, it's not going to like save your life the way everyone thinks it is.
Yeah, I think it's important to hear that because then you can have a measured response to your own decisions.
And then on top of it all, it's just like, I don't know. I like going to a restaurant, eating food, like, isn't it the best joy of life?
Yes,
like,
but
then I'm like, is it not for people who intermittent fast? Like they actually can give that up for like 16 hours of the day.
No,
like,
they might. Yeah, they might still go to fun restaurants and stuff.
Just like
your window could be whenever you want.
Six. Yeah.
What if your window's 2 to 10? You know what I mean? Like you can decide that on your own.
I went to so many good restaurants this weekend.
Okay.
And it was like, I was like, is this all that matters? Like, it
I
was
think
so
that until,
fun.
I think that until there's times when I've gone to like out to eat too often in a row. And then I'm like, it's just food. But when I like make food for a good amount, when I'm like eating healthy and trying to be good, then like a meal out is so much more yummy because you're like, I actually could never do this at home.
Well, actually, I think it's because we live in Toronto. And so you have endless opportunity for amazing food. And I happened to choose 3 sleigh ones in a row that it was just like in Toronto, you probably could eat out every night. And actually it'd be so interesting and fun.
Like there's so many different
kinds. And these
of
happen
foods,
to just be like, you know, restaurants.
Yeah.
Fond de Belém was one of them. I loved it. If you're in Toronto, such a hype. We had to wait 2 hours for our seat. And when I walked in, I was like, no, this is like, it looks kind of,
I didn't go, by the way.
Boring. It, like, you walk in, and you're like, oh, okay. Like, it's, like, hospital lighting. And kind of, like, hospital seating. It's, like, stools. Like, no backs.
Oh, I couldn't
And I'm
do
waiting
that.
2 hours, and now I have to go, like, spend money
stools
on drinks.
Stools is no backs. I think that's bad.
Exactly. So when it was bad.
No, but it doesn't mean the food's bad, but
no, the food was amazing is my point is that like I was mad about that to the point where I'm like,
If you're a restaurateur or a cafe, you just please, for the people with weak backs, just please put backs on your stools. There's lots of stool options with backs.
I think they were trying to be like, we're a diner, eye roll. So like it
but
was
But you can have a stool with a back on
Yeah,
that.
But then it doesn't look like a diner. It looked like a diner. To be fair.
Yeah.
So it looked like a diner and it looked bad and I had to wait 2 hours because you couldn't make reservations and I was angry. Some might say hangry. It was totally worth it. Love it. Fond de Belém, full, whatever. And then the other one was Imanishi, which you can now make reservations for. Absolute slay of a restaurant.
Yeah.
And sometimes you're just like, I'm in Toronto and I don't need to be anywhere else because these are world scale restaurants.
Yeah, for sure. Well, do you have anything else on intermittent fasting? Shall we take a little break?
No, we can come back and
my
talk
about it. My foot has fallen asleep and I've got pins and needles.
Probably because you didn't eat enough today.
Okay, we'll take a break.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Oh, what did we learn this week?
Can kombucha burn fat for you without the need to diet or work out?
What are you talking about?
So there's some new research.
I'm like, is kombucha like, that's so 2018?
Well, no, there's still kombucha.
I know it's still like,
but there was a time,
but like, not that the world revolves around me or anything, but like my interest has definitely subsided and it's like, I feel like it was inescapable.
Yeah. And people like actually were like cultivating their own.
Oh yeah. People were like dying because they were like doing their own.
And I feel that whenever I buy kombucha in a bottle, I'm like, is this actually kombucha or is it just or like a carbonated water drink with lemon in it?
I mean, I hope to God, because the price point's like $15 for like whatever, but
okay. So the new research suggests that when the yeast and bacteria from the fermented sweetened tea colonize the gut, alter fat metabolism without any other dietary changes, resulting in lower fat stores. Caveat.
I was like, yeah, okay.
This was in C. elegans, is a nematode worm.
Okay.
So, which is still interesting. And again, it may not be applicable at all to humans, but they're watching the metabolism of the worm change to break down fat without the need for those things. So it directly influenced intestinal gene expression, those that were linked to fat metabolism, and it boosted the proteins needed to break down the fat, while conversely, they helped dial down the formation of proteins that help build the lipid compounds known as triglycerides. So TBD on whether this like is something that happens in humans, we don't know, but it was interesting that they could find that in these worms and kind of fascinating.
Do you drink kombucha ever?
Like ever, yeah, but not that often.
Ever,
sometimes.
But like why? Now I'm like, what has happened in my life where I start going for a kombucha? I think it's like sometimes that in the last year, I think I've had two. And I feel like it's been when I've been like, I'm kind of tired, but I don't want a coffee.
That's exactly what I do.
Because it's tea.
Yeah, you're like, it'll give me a little bit. It's got some caffeine and it's like juice. I'm like thirsty and tired.
But does it have caffeine?
Usually, because it's tea.
Okay.
But like, I'm sure not all of them do, because there might be brewed with like a,
I really should be checking the label for caffeine if I'm doing it for that reason.
Yeah. But that's, to me, it's like, sometimes it's fun to just have a little juice, you know, you're like out for a day. I feel like kombucha is so much more a summer thing. Like it's a refreshing drink that you're just like, oh, I've been walking around town and I'm just going to like go into a cafe and grab some kombucha.
I'm just so curious if some people are still just fully kombucha heads.
Probably.
And like, I just feel like there was a time where I actually bought it because I was like, microbiome, it's gonna save me. And then obviously I just stop thinking like that. But I'm like, I wonder if people still are like, microbiome, it's going to save me.
Let's stop pretending anything's going to save us.
That's all we talk about on this podcast is people who think that.
Oh, people who think that. Yeah, it's like truly the world's ending. Nothing's going to save us.
Do people actually think that? Think like, what? Does Huberman think that?
About?
Like, does Huberman and all of his disciples actually think that, like, intermittent fasting and all these things are going to help them? Yeah. I mean, I guess obviously the answer to that question is yes.
Yeah, they think it's going to make them, like, feel better, live longer, be stronger.
And it might for them.
It might.
Hashtag he has 17 girlfriends.
Okay, what's your one?
And for those of you who think I'm joking, read the article. It's called The Fall of Huberman. To be honest, it wasn't as bad as I thought. I read the whole thing and I was just so excited for there to be some juicy thing. And it wasn't that juicy. It's just that he has like 17 girlfriends and doesn't actually study in a lab.
Now you don't need to read it.
Yeah, that's the Cole's notes. Okay, so what I learned was about, remember 3D printing? Actually, kombucha and 3D printing are similar energy of like...
And actually, and this one's kind of sad, like alternative meats. And I've heard that the alternative sales of what? Like vegan meats and stuff like that are what? Like struggling, like Beyond Meat and
Wait,
stuff.
Wait, why?
People are less interested in them than ever before.
Okay.
Hit a peak and what? It's falling.
That's what I saw a headline. That's not true.
I saw a headline.
All I eat is Beyond Meat. Okay, so I love how I'm like, because I stopped eating kombucha, I'm like, it's done. But because I only eat Beyond Meat, I'm like, that's not true. But 3D printing and kombucha are both very 2016, very like, Trump's been elected, but we have these things. So this is about 3D printing using waste wood. So like, essentially like, wood is made up of mostly like lignin and cellulose. So these people were like, we got like leftover wood and like scraps from like a like building or whatever. They like they broke down the leftover wooden scraps into just the lignin and cellulose and combined it with water to create a clay-like ink.
Okay.
And then they forced the like ink through a narrow nozzle, hashtag picture 3D printing in general. Yeah. And then they were able to create this furniture. And I looked at the photo and was like, that is so cool. I want that. This is so smart. This is so hashtag save the world. And then I realized the photo is it's miniature because it's like they it's prototype vibes. Yeah, thing. They're like, we made miniature furniture and a beautiful chair
that's
and
it was just 1 inch tall.
Yeah, it was so like, and in the future with this, like you could picture this saving the world. But I was kind of like, I want that chair. And it's like, it's a chair for ants.
I definitely am like not trying to shit on 3D printing, but it definitely is like, it's kind of like self-driving cars. Like we've been talking about that for decades and now they're like actually like maybe that's never gonna happen. And I feel like we've been talking about 3D printing as like this thing that's gonna revolutionize everything. And I'm not saying it eventually won't, but it certainly is taking way longer than anyone thought.
And then does it make you, I mean, listen to our episode on AI. Am I extrapolating too far that sometimes I'm like, are we all freaking out about that again too? And in 2 years we're gonna be like, remember AI?
Yeah.
But then I actually don't know because I keep reading science journals and they are actually freaking out so much. And it's kind of like, okay, I feel like driverless cars was like not constant.
Yeah.
In the same way.
AI is different, but it's definitely hyped. Like we may realize it might. I think like all these things, they do still have their impacts, but they maybe isn't exactly what everyone
thought. Well, 3D printing, I'm like, where is your impact? It's like, there's like a niche store downtown like that'll 3D print toys. You like a toy or like, a bust of your head.
Yeah.
It's like, that's dumb. You literally are just like a toy supplier.
Yeah.
Like and like, don't come for me if you probably are a 3D company. That's like, we're actually saving the world. And I did buy it.
There could very well be things and people in all these industries that are like, there's not a consumer facing side of this, but there might actually be a manufacturing
side.
Well,
this one seems so smart. Or, you take all the leftover, like wasted wood that you were going to quote unquote throw out, you turn it into a paste and you 3D print a chair.
The problem with any new technology is always the cost, and it's always just like trying to bring the cost down so that it will be feasible for people to actually use it.
There's also just so many gay guys in the world who are going to be like, that chair's not nice enough. And, you know, I guess they don't have to be gay to be interested in design, but for whatever reason, all of our gay friends have opinions on chairs.
Okay. And for some reason, we don't.
I know. Well, that's because I do self-identify as a gay guy with none of the good gay guy traits, which is obviously horrible, except that I love my mom, like, a lot.
I think straight men love their moms, too.
Yeah, no,
but it's more toxic.
No, straight men, like,
want. They're like, I respect women. I love my mom. And you're like, that's fucked up.
Yeah, like.
Because you don't.
No, I think straight men are more, like, obsessed with their dad.
Not the straight men that listen to this podcast.
No, though. The straight men that listen to this podcast got their ass ate.
Yeah.
No, like, straight men are more consumed with the approval of their fathers. Mm. And they're like, yeah, obviously I love my mom.
Right.
Whereas I'm like, I would do anything for my mom. Mm-hmm. And I would say that to someone on the street. They would be like, that's too gay to say how much I love my mom. Mm. They'd like have seven beers and be like, you know what? I like love my mom. And then their friends would be like, oh my God, that's crazy. Like me too. And it would be like a big deal for them to say it. Whereas I'm like wearing a shirt that says like, I love my mom.
And that's 3D printing.
That's just the gay thing that I am. It's like, I'm not clean. I pick my nose.
You're such a boy, quintessential.
I have no interest in design. I have no. Oh, I love pop music.
That's gay.
Yeah, that's pretty gay.
I don't have that.
But then at the same time, everyone's always like, you like so many male singers. Like, I love rap.
Oh, that's not gay.
Yeah, then sometimes I'm like, wait, I love.
Sometimes I think, like, is there a single male singer I like?
Yeah, I know. And whereas
and
I'm
the
like,
answer is almost no.
Yeah, and I'm like, I want to go to like the 21 Savage concert. It's like, what is wrong? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I like pop music, but I also like 21 Savage.
Do you actually?
Yeah, and like Playboi Carti and all this like little. It's like I'm also like a 20-year-old.
Wait, what's
like
21 Savage? I'm thinking of something else.
A rapper. Oh my God, his new album's so good.
I was thinking
good.
Of like 21. There's another 21, isn't there? An old like emo band or something.
Okay, well,
21 Jump Street is a movie. Isn't
okay,
it?
I'm like,
I like my only male voice icons are literally like Yonzi, who sings like a
and
falsetto.
No offense, but he's an absolute fag.
And Clay Aiken, actually Adam Lambert into him.
Yeah, all gay.
It's all the ones who can sing like Broadway, because in pop music I almost never like a male voice.
And you don't like rap. I also the new Future album is so good. Okay. See, those are the things where I'm like, even that isn't that gay. It's like I like Future.
Yeah, you're a bro. We've been through this.
No, but there are more gay things that I like. Painting, that's gay. Actually, it's not.
Yeah, no,
it's
like,
so weird. I'm like, why are all the famous painters straight guys? This is so gay. We're mixing colors and expressing ourselves on
canvas.
I think
that's just, it's like everything. It's just like the history of oppression of women. Because even like piano is seen as gay, but all the famous, not all, but
or
most
like,
of the famous composers are male, and all the famous like concert pianos are primarily male. Like more recently, there's lots of females, but it's like weird how these things can be perceived
like
as feminine.
A chef. Yeah. It's like, oh, the women better be in the kitchen making me a meal, but like
but
if it's gonna be
money,
if it's gonna be epic, it's gonna be like literally like a huge man with tattoo. It's so disturbing. But anyways, I guess, I am very gay. I just don't like design.
But you know what? That's nice. Like, gay is allowed to be different. The only defining factor of gay is that you have to really like this penis if you're a man.
Yeah, that's true. And even then at this point, I'm starting to lose if I'm like even interested in penis anymore. And the last thing I'll say.
You're actually not gay.
No, I'm like actually slowly being like, not gay. The last thing I'll say, and this is so side note.
No, this is going back to you being like, if too many people like something, I don't want to like it. You're like so gay and you don't
like
be
everyone's like, obsessed with being gay that I'm like over
like,
it.
Being straight's way cooler.
But the last thing I'll say, and this is side note, so you can turn this off here if you want to talk about science. But the other thing that I'm not gay about anymore is that I think I've given up on Drag Race. And not out of
too.
A toxic mask for mask vibe.
No, yeah.
I truly am like, this show has lost all creativity. It is extremely boring.
So cookie cutter, yeah.
And it's like, I think it's just one of those things that I'm watching because it's like,
I think that's the place where most reality television is
ends
right
up.
Now. Yeah, because like even Survivor is there right now. It's like they're just plug and playing right now and trying to take a cash out. Like when those things start, they were trying to figure out what would connect and they're taking risks and pushing the boundary. Now it's so formalized. And I mean, part of it is just we're sick of it because there's like a million different versions that we've watched.
Yeah,
and they ultimately have nothing left to give. That's not to say it's just the natural evolution of anything that's been around long enough. Like most artists come to that point where people are like, yeah, there's nothing really that you can give me that's surprising anymore because I know your voice. I know your music. I know your,
I know. I just thought like at this point you'd be like, it's just like sit down, have a meeting and be like, let's make it all different.
Well, it's corporate. So they're like, well, why take the risk if we can make millions of dollars off of this?
Yeah, that's true. Okay, well, anyways, I also hate Drag Race. Kidding. Hate's a strong word. I'm just like so bored by
it. We still watch it.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe that's the
thing. But yeah, it has gotten really monotonous, I would say.
Yeah.
It's very like rare to be like, every now and then there's a moment where you're like, that was actually so cool. Or like, that look was so good. But
okay. Also, if you're still listening to this, you're a real one. Because our upcoming episodes, one we forgot to write down was communes. So if you have any experience or interesting communes, please asapscience.com/chat asapscience.com/chat because I actually have never been in one, but Mitch is full cult vibes and has been in a commune. And if you have too, we'd love to hear from
somebody
you.
Did send us a message about communes I can use.
Really? Yeah. Okay,
not a voicemail, but they messaged, I think.
And other ones coming up are acupuncture and also sugar addiction. So any opinions on that, let us know.
And even just ideas, like feel free to just send anything you want to say to us. But if you have ideas for episodes, feel free to send it. We love listening to them. We love hearing from y'all.
Okay, also puss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.